Greetings, everyone. Are you ready for an accelerated course in higher consciousness? This is how our global village will get ahead of the accelerated rate of change we are now seeing in the world. It won't be with the same consciousness that created the problems we see. It will be with a new consciousness that is now evolving with the angels of our better nature. Welcome to Cosmic Love.
Greetings, everyone. Thanks for listening here locally and globally. This is Cosmic Love for November 29th, 2014, and this is your host, Christopher Rudy, with a Thanksgiving weekend show, at least for listeners here in the United States where this is official holiday. There's no time or space with the global internet, and people worldwide can hear messages such as this live on this show or in the future with free podcast archive thanks to BBS Radio. And as for the local weather here in Paradise Valley, Montana, it's nasty. Blizzard conditions. Since this morning, the temperature went from 50 degrees to single digits. Really bad drifting snow. This morning, I saw big hair snow hair come down, by the shelter of my back porch. Never saw that before. Apparently, that giant rabbit knew that the fierce winds were bringing a northern blast of snow, and he sure had that right. As for the cosmic weather, the Sun, Mercury, and Venus are in Sagittarius now. Venus is in a grand fire triangle with Jupiter and Leo and Uranus and Aries. And the heaviness of the last month is lifting. Thank God for that. So while the weather may be a blizzard on the outside, the good cosmic weather can be appreciated within. And I'm grateful for that little bit of grace. So, as for the show today, I'm going to some very timely shift dynamics that range from spirituality to the global economy. And as you may know, the physical gold standard that is meant to underwrite a new global economy, with the BRICS nations and all that's going on with international high finance, it can only be managed as well as the spiritual gold standard that defines and refines the golden rule law language at the foundation of every golden age in history. More on that later. In the meantime, imagine if the future could speak to us. So here's a short audio from a YouTube video that was published only about 8 days ago.
Greetings. We are from the future. Everything is going to be all right. Humanity is about to undergo an astonishing revolution. Many have called for this revolution, but few understand what it truly means. This coming revolution is part of a great progression towards an awakening of staggering proportions. Life Force is the creative, self-organizing intelligence orchestrating all of this behind the scenes. Life Force is experienced by you as the feeling of love, for life and love are the same. What humanity is about to become is quite inconceivable to you right now, but we are here to help make this transition a little easier. Like gyroscopic force stabilizes a motorcycle, life force, love, stabilizes all living systems. Populations full of love cultivate honesty, courage, and generosity, self-organizing and self-regulating without the need for coercive control. Populations with deficits in love, however, succumb to fear, violence, and corruption, inviting coercive governments to combat the chaos and entropy that arise in the absence of love's organizing intelligence. Just as life force is experienced as love, entropy is experienced as ego, hatred, and fear. The corrupt and the power-hungry feed on this fear. Without enough gyroscopic force to keep it upright, the motorcycle falls. Likewise, without enough love to keep them upright, free and idealistic governments fall. Populations too fearful, selfish, and chaotic to stand on their own invite despotic governments to forcefully rule and stabilize them. As long as...
I'm getting a little disruption in the video, so I'm going to restart it here.
The population has more fear than love. What appears to be democracy is often little more than a spectacle to mesmerize the masses. Autocratic power still operates behind the scenes. Media directs people's unconscious fears and aggressions towards invented enemies, insane competitiveness, rabid consumerism, and addiction. This system will self-destruct. lies the ego, the embodiment of entropy, which convinces you that you are alone against the world, causing alienation, fear, and aggression. The core values of your culture have been hijacked, forging a pathologically antisocial, anti-ecological system obsessed with profit, power, and control. This system will self-destruct. Real change must now come from outside the system. Real change must now come from you. Just as free and idealistic governments can't survive the entropy of populations filled with fear, egoic coercive power structures can't survive the creative self-organizing energy of people filled with love. Gandhi called this energy soul force, life force, love force. It is the fundamental force behind all nonviolent revolution and the unassailable creative intelligence of life. Freedom and equality requires a population alive with this self-organizing intelligence. The coming awakening happens in stages, and the next stage is the revolution of love. Love is the organizing force behind all that is beautiful, joyful, and creative in this world. Power structures are merely the reflection of a population's levels of love or fear. But true love casts out all fear, making graceful revolution not only possible, but inevitable. The next stage is the revolution of love. When you unleash the sentient energies of love, then for the second time in the history of the world, humanity will have discovered fire. The fires of love will spread through all people and all systems, shaping the world in its own image. Love is a force of nature, and so are you. The coming singularity happens in stages, and the next stage is the revolution of love. The love that fuels this revolution begins with you. Love is increased through communion, song, mindfulness, prayer, humor, forgiveness, and connection. We will reveal more in future transmissions, but for now, communicate to every sentient being you encounter. I see you. You are not alone. We are in this together. You are loved. The revolution of love is here, and all is well. Let there be light.
Well, that was quite a lot of information very quickly, and I made a meditation out of that, watching that a few times. The images, that, of course, that come with the audio are on the YouTube video that are posted on the link on the Cosmic Love homepage regarding family. It's called Family Thanksgiving Link. And I'm going to go over, actually, a few highlights from that video, because I'm going to be referencing them through the rest of the show. Of course, it begins with greetings. We are from the future. Everything is going to be all right. You are about to undergo a staggering revolution. Of course, with the music in the background, it's said a lot better than I just did. But the points of this video are largely the power of a self-organizing intelligence, self-regulating intelligence, the awakening of the spirit of love and action that basically overcomes entropy, the concept of entropy in systems, entropy in civilization, with ego and control agendas that subvert the power of love. So this is about the revolution of love. It's a common theme of cosmic love. This video says it very well in very few words, with the spirit and energy that comes through several excerpts I wanted to reference here. One is that I'm just going to go through some of these, some of the highlights of the excerpts. And one is, just as free and idealistic government can't survive the entropy of populations filled with fear, egoic and coercive power structures can't survive the creative, self-organizing energy of people filled with love. And I've gone into this whole concept of heart coherence and the frequency of holy compassion as the universal standard, a gold standard, the fractal order of the holographic universe. I've gone into the science of this before. But as we know this self-organizing energy of love and people filled with love and the power of love, this is the emphasis in this video that goes on to say that Gandhi called this energy soul force, life force, love force. It is the fundamental force behind all nonviolent revolutions and the unassailable creative intelligence of life. True freedom and equality requires the population to be alive with this self-organizing intelligence. The coming awakening happens in stages, and the next stage is the revolution of love. Power structures are merely the reflection of a population's levels of love or fear. But true love casts out all fear, making graceful revolution not only possible, but inevitable. So the next stage is the revolution of love. When you unleash the sentient energies of love, then for the second time in the history of the world, humanity will have discovered fire. The fires of love will spread through all peoples and all systems, shaping the world in its own image. Love is the force of nature, and so are you. The coming singularity happens in stages, and the next stage is the revelation, the revolution of love. So the video course goes into a lot more dimensions of this. This is kind of the heart of the message. Bears repeating, you know, where we put our attention, you might say, is where our God is, and I would like to think that there is a God of divine love that is really in the process of revolution in higher consciousness and the collective consciousness of humanity. And how that is going to happen, how that is happening, is referenced somewhat in this video, and there's another video I'm going to share that goes into more of the dynamics of the big shift in consciousness. Call it a revolution in love consciousness, revolution in love, revolution in higher consciousness, or just the shift. And this is the video, audio from the video I'm going to play now.
The planet is in crisis. The planet itself, the environment, and the people that are causing this crisis.
Everyone's life is of value, and we should make sure they've got the opportunity to live a beautiful and productive life.
We are hurting other people through war and violence, then we're going to be hurting ourselves.
This manifest world too often is dominated by horror and human suffering and pain.
Cultural narratives are promoted that are beneficial only to elites. These are not true.
We must create solutions from the bottom up. Governments in the world are not going to do it for us.
Food production must be an issue of sustainability, taking care of the earth.
The old order is beginning to break down.
If that comes apart, it's very distressing.
We are dealing with extinction-level problems now.
This is that moment that in the proliferation of uncertainty, in the proliferation of chaos, we are ready to take the next quantum leap in our revolution.
The crisis is meaningful because it's forcing us into consciously evolving.
What is required is a radical shift in consciousness.
This is a moment of hope, of opportunity.
And we're looking forward with hope. We're part of an immense shift.
This is not a pipe dream. It's happening.
It is happening on a mass scale right now. The world story weaving through the minds and psyches of hundreds and millions of people. But the story is changing.
We're moving into a different story of self, a different story of the world, a different story of the people.
We have an opportunity to play a role in the greatest transition drama the world has ever seen.
Things aren't working so well anymore, and it's a lot harder to fully believe in our stories, kind of birthing us into a new understanding of what's real and what's possible and who we are.
We're in the process of awakening on a mass scale.
We are entering somewhere where we've never even been before as a species.
We truly are living in an extraordinary time. We've never lived in a world where a small group can touch the lives of a billion people.
There is a community of change agents, people who believe fundamentally in change, who are working actively towards it. We're not just talking about it.
The secret to change is not fighting the old, but finding the power to fight for the new.
People who are voluntarily rising up and taking matters into their own hands. People who have become active in the transformation that's taking place in the world today. That movement, that unprecedented swelling up of the hidden mainstream, that's the biggest movement in human history.
We have the opportunity to come together and create unprecedented global human thriving. We, humanity, now have the potential to design our own evolution. This has never happened before.
Exponential change is happening.
An extraordinary rate of innovation and breakthroughs is leading towards a world of unprecedented abundance.
We live in a world today where your dreams are things that you can completely manifest yourself.
Today, there is nothing that we cannot do, whether it's to go and mine the asteroids, extend the human lifespan, change the conversation from one about complaining about problems to one about solving problems and making your vision happen.
Every person has a unique and necessary role to play in this transition. That's why you're here.
The shift on planet Earth requires a critical mass of people saying yes to the inner shift.
Give the better you, the real you,
a chance.
You love what you're doing, and you have big dreams. Your impact is amazing.
I think that the world is going to be saved by entrepreneurs, and I think entrepreneurs seriously advance us in terms of innovation and new ideas.
What we're starting to see is a generation that sees themselves as potential change agents with or without resources, just in and of themselves.
They are open. They have less invested in the status quo. That's why there is so much hope in a younger generation.
We can make a difference right now. We don't have to wait till we're grown up. We can do it right now.
We are young and we have new, different ways of thinking.
Flashlight that runs only on the heat of a human hand.
Flashlight Creed is a new way to detect pancreatic, ovarian, and lung cancer that costs 3 cents and takes 5 minutes to run.
I like to come out once in a week, so I made my own bike.
We can do this. I started with just one child, and I put her into school and watched as her life was transformed. So today, there's 220 students enrolled.
The sexiest thing in the entire world is being really smart and being thoughtful and being generous.
The new feminine has no gender. It's a principle that men and women both possess, defined by gentleness and compassion and heart. But women all over the world are finding a new power and the transformation of the world, and it is happening quickly.
Imagine this, a world where all girls are given opportunity and education. We can break the cycle of illiteracy, poverty, and disease in a single generation.
We just want to be connected to something higher. Consciousness is an expanding entity. I think the important thing is to have the central tenet of your being, love, compassion, and tolerance. Everyone knows that.
The Pope, with his focus on compassion, has become the new voice of conscience.
Whether you have a spiritual perspective or a religious perspective, evolve the way we are together.
And there are a lot of challenges that will come up before we get to where we need to go, but we're getting there.
The beautiful thing about life right now is that there is no dream too big, and there is no challenge that we cannot overcome.
Making a change, making the world a better place, is not only your responsibility, it is your joy, it is your blessing, it's your gift, it's your opportunity to make your life mean something. So take it.
Well, that was the Shift movie trailer. And again, there's a lot of the concepts that we've been discussing on Cosmic Love off and on regularly throughout this year. It's been kind of the theme of this year on Cosmic Love, the big shift, the Thrive movement, what that will look like, how that's evolving, and specifically models of the future that make the past obsolete by choice, by informed choice and by intent of the masses for thrival. So this is the concept Buckminster Fuller talked a lot about, that you don't fight the old system, you create a new system, a new model that makes the old system obsolete. And the concept of the shift and the change dynamics and the revolution of love, all these concepts are essential to basically awakening that hope and possibility in a future that so often gets beat down with all the negatives and fear-mongering and all the stuff that goes on in the mainstream media that is virtually antithesis to real systemic solutions. So that Shift movie trailer was published back in June of this year, June 2014. And it's a trailer for a movie that's coming out, has not come out yet. I'm looking forward to that. In the meantime, I thought I'd give a little bit of an orientation to the what I refer to as the action plan. Over the holidays, I was encouraging people who are meeting with family and getting together with friends to share these two videos, which are really excellent as far as an overview and might say a gateway to possibilities that a lot of people have don't have a clue even exists. So encourage the sharing of these of that link, the video that has the two videos that's on the Cosmic Love homepage regarding family Thanksgiving, how you can watch this video on smartphones, tablets, home computers, and to discuss it. And one of the graphics I have on that Cosmic Love homepage regarding this is that first, it's an infographic that says first they ignore you, then they say you're mad, then dangerous, and then there's a pause, and then you can't find anyone who disagrees with you. And of course, this is the evolution of any new concept. I mean, look at the Internet. If you talk to people about the Internet before the Internet, telling them what it was going to be like, they'd think you were crazy, if not dangerous. And of course, now no one disagrees with you that the Internet's a priceless thing. That's how we're listening with Internet radio. That's how we do the amazing things we can do with search engines on the Internet, et cetera. So this Shift Movement video, this trailer video, is a good overview of the urgent crisis that references that we really have approached an extinction-level event here on Earth. If we don't get our act together, the extinction of species on the Earth is accelerated at an intense rate and an extinction level event if things don't turn around for the ecosystem and life on Earth as we know it. So it's, the urgency is here. There are solutions. There are examples I give the HeartCom Network. Those who go to the HeartCom Network homepage, recently I've got into more specific modeling of the solution, so to speak. A recent article that just published regarding the solutions of the global economy, and this is a huge issue right now that most of us, many of us, most people that watch mainstream TV haven't got a clue of how serious things are with the global reset of the global economy, with the BRICS nations that have been organizing and what they're doing. And I have a video on that third link I provide at Family Thanksgiving video there at the bottom. There's another link just released, a short YouTube video that I've embedded in the article. When you click on it, you'll be able to see it's about the Thrive Movement. It was just released. It's about what's going on with the global economy. And as it says, for the first time in 70 years, countries worldwide are overtly checkmating U.S. dominance in the trade arena, the international trade arena. Now, these BRICS nations, nations around the world more that have most of the population of the world are now trading among themselves. They've gone off the currency standard of the U.S. dollar, and big changes are afoot. In this video that I've provided in that article link, the Gambles talk about basically five different scenarios that are evolving of what the future economy of the Earth will look like, and which ones they're talking about that are most promising, and the challenges of other scenarios that could be evolving, and they go through the different ones for kind of a comprehensive overview. Now, both Linda and Foster Gamble in that video provide a clear and concise overview of the global economic situation, but they don't provide a clear and concise overview of the defining, overarching vision of solutions. Now, when I say that, that's what I'm referring to with several models that I've been floating on the HeartCom Network. that have been test marketed all the way back to the halls of Washington, D.C. back in the summer of 1974 when I gave a presentation to 10 agencies of the federal government there, and what came out of that and what I've learned since then and where things are going with the interactive global media, with the Internet, what that's the next, you might say, big phase of the computer and Internet revolution with the culturing of social conscience and social networks, and how that will work, what that will look like, what that will mean as far as a new currency, the currency of conscience, the real, you might say, gold standard spiritually behind management of a physical gold standard in the next economy, and how that will naturally involve and evolve our conscientious common sense and social networks. And again, with the golden rule law language standards for culturing our conscience at the interactive interface heart of mass-to-mass telecommunications. And again, this is kind of like talking about the Internet before the Internet, but it's, we're talking about the natural progression of the computer Internet revolution from an emphasis on hardware like IBM back in the 60s to software and Microsoft in the 70s, and then the Internet revolution that really went global in the later 80s, and of course now at this time what is going on within those global social networks that's involving and evolving consciousness in the direction of an interactive interface for mass-to-mass interaction, mass-to-mass communications. So this is very credible case can be made that this is where it's going, this thing from a hardware, software, to netware and heartware, and what that will look like, how it will culture social conscience in our social networks is really kind of the other dimension of a gold standard, you might say, that the flip side of the coin of a physical gold standard has to reference the spiritual gold standard one way or the other, and the higher the concept of how that works, the greater the results that will naturally follow. So the optimal use of, again, of the gold standard physically is an integral function of the optimal use of the golden rule of law language for every golden age, you know, the gold standard that really has to do with the culturing of conscience, conscientious common sense, effective sensory perception. Basically, you know, the tie that binds, you know, all peoples and all social networks with a standard that we can all agree on that will involve and evolve our individual and collective consciousness. So that's the thrust of my, you might say, comment to Foster and Linda Gamble that yes, it's really important to get into a clear and concise overview of the problem. But we're talking about problems and the different alternative scenarios without any clear, definitive solution. You know, the concept of ethics or cyber ethics in our social networks is a subject that resonates with the need for, again, a gold standard for conscious evolution that really integrates an interactive model that the interaction interface is a natural function of the gold standard ethically, cyber ethics. The concept of cyber ethics as a natural function of an interactive interface for mass-to-mass communications. For mass-to-mass communications, you have to have a standard interface, and if that standard isn't truly universal, if it isn't a function of natural law or cosmic law or basically the divine order of the universe, you know, the fractal nature of the holographic universe, whether you refer to the geometrically ordered divinity or heart coherence, the coherence, the heart coherence is the gold standard in the field, the fractal field of the universe, and the gold standard heart coherence in our hearts, and how that can be a standard that's a natural function of heartware, is also explained in the links I provide on heartware. And you know, the Web 3.0 concept of for global, you know, global telecommunications that will culture consciousness in the process, in the interaction process, and how that works. Again, we talked about that in previous shows, but I think it's good to just reference the links that I do in that follow-up article and the homepage article that you can read now or in the future in the archives. You'll include that description with the link at Family Thanksgiving, and the third link is for the third video is at the bottom of that page. So that'll go into more options, dimensions of global holistic healing. One of the models it focuses on that I think is really good to have a basic understanding of is the concept of universal self-care, how the internet and the outer net are now linking people worldwide with information resources that can deal with their health condition at any time, their current symptom profile, their metabolic type, which is their blood type, and go into a free online database where they go through the gateway of their metabolic type, which is, their blood type and foods that are ideal for them, but also a gateway in that regard to their current symptom profile for all people with their same blood metabolic type. And what's indicated to be working best for different symptom profiles, and how that universal model for global holistic self-care can also be expanded with physician care models that I go into, United Self-Care and the Ultramedics model of how to provide basically health assurance policies that will build health and prevent disease so you don't get sick as much and recover quicker if you do. You know, optimal health assurance, a strong immune system, and different ways to cultivate that culture that, you know, holistically, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and physically. I had different shows on cosmic love that go into different dimensions of this, from the healing of with the fractal field, the show we've had the last couple months ago with Dr. Kathy Forte. And if you want to listen to that show, you get an insight in one of the real breakthroughs for holistic healing energetically with quantum medicine. And some insight on that is corollary or complementary to physical models of holistic health care with nutrition. And, again, looking at the different modalities, whether they be homeopathic, naturopathic, chiropractic, allopathic, or some eclectic combination, and what works best on an informed choice basis. That's the universal self-care model of databases that could be provided globally, could be developed very quickly, and how, again, the best way to evolve change is not to, again, fight the old system, but to provide a new model that makes the old system obsolete. Then when I say obsolete, obviously if people worldwide could have access to good information regarding how to optimize their health on a self-care or physician care level, I would make the old system of disease treatment and treating symptoms with toxic drugs that have side effects when sometimes they're not needed. The choice, the well-informed choice, will be the standard of social conscience in our new social networks. So to have informed choice, have the freedom of choice with good information, not just with the healthcare, but with all of our social, political, economic systems, the opportunity for making our systems accountable to the purpose for which they serve, which is the public and public prosperity and public health. A model that does that and how that works and how the technology has evolved to this point where that's now possible within our global social networks in a way that will get in the process culture, social conscience. And social conscience is into responsibility and accountability in the way that checks and balances inordinate power with the ordained power of the public. And this whole concept of an egalitarian system of representation in our global social networks. We've seen a huge advance with Facebook, and what Facebook means to social networks worldwide as far as information sharing, video sharing, but mostly just really good information sharing. Now, when the public can be more involved in an interactive basis on a mass-to-mass scale, which has been inconceivable up to this point but is now possible, whereby 100 or 1,000 or 1,000,000 people could respond to the same video program at the same time without creating noise, using your alphanumeric keyboard and the three numbers in sequence, and which creates a dot and a cube in this 3D cube that you could see in the lower corner of your screen that could show at any one moment how the collective consciousness is responding with these three evaluation criteria, these three numbers that correspond to the scale from upper brain to lower brain, left brain, right brain, forebrain, and rear brain, you know, color coordinated with the language of light, which I go into, you know, on the in the archives. The light language is a key concept, the language of consciousness, the language of light, and how to involve and evolve consciousness of how we are conscious, individually and collectively. Of course, the pure intent of that is a global revolution in higher consciousness, or conscientious common sense. Some people would call it effective sensory perception. ESP, there's nothing extra about it. It's not extra sensory perception. It's effective sensory perception. You know, when we've got it, we're more conscious. So, anyway, I'm kind of losing my voice a little bit. I've been kind of whacked with an infection in my leg the last couple of weeks, so I've been kind of laying low and taking it easy. And so I'm trying to cover a lot of territory with a little bit of free association. And I did want to reference, though, at this time, for your friends and your family, your Thanksgiving family, your extended family, your friends, who are really looking to looking for a hopeful message, to watch the two videos at Family Thanksgiving, to provide that for them to see on tablets or home computer, or just send a link to them and reference it, because the thrust of where things are going globally very quickly, the more people that have a clear vision of how good things could be and how we can get there, and how a revolution in higher consciousness is in the wings, and how that higher consciousness is a reflection of the gold standard universally, that is the key to global change and global conscious evolution and the global maturing of our social, political, and economic institutions along more enlightened lines that frame cosmic law, universal law, you know, love and form and frequency. So wanted to give this orientation and highly encourage everyone to, who has a chance, to watch that video, the Thrive Together think tank event, that the third video at the bottom of Family Thanksgiving, that homepage introduction. And for those who read that article, Economic Transformation, regarding the gambles and their video and the scenarios that are evolving on Earth, and how important it is right now to hold the vision, you know, hold the immaculate concept of a vision of global transformation along more enlightened lines that truly frames a revolution in higher consciousness. And again, the more aware you are of what that looks like, how that works, you know, you might say beyond the problem to definitive solutions for global communications, global holistic healing, and a global economy based on the currency of conscience. You know, the true gold standard, you know, behind the physical gold standard, without which we can't manage a gold standard. I mean, you know, unless there's the cyber ethics standard, unless there's a, you know, for business, unless there's an ethical standard, you know, for holistic healthcare that sustains, you know, the vision of a self-perfecting database standards for the analysis, prevention, and treatment of all disease. You know, without that vision, you know, without that concept, the people perish. With it, the healing begins. So highly recommend those who are listening, that are activists, that want to make a difference, to forward links and referencing these concepts. to how the media, medical, marketing, megatrend models that are shaping the future are all a natural function of conscious evolution. And if some of you know the ancient history and mythology of Hermes Trismegistus, thrice great Hermes, and his whole thing was communications, media, and marketing. The media, medical, marketing, megatrend models is, again, what I'm referring to. In the spirit of Hermes Trismegistus, I mean, what would Hermes Trismegistus do for the founding or laying the foundation of a golden age? Well, he'd raise the standard of love in the medical, marketing, media, megatrend models that are shaping the future. So get the vision and keep the faith. See the good and make it so, you know, forward freely, you know, pay it forward, pass it on, and, you know, make a difference, if not the difference. So I'm going to kind of wrap it up with that. I highly recommend, again, you see the Gambles video, what they're talking about as far as the problem, and then take it to the next level with an understanding of the revolution in higher consciousness that's going on within our social networks worldwide and how that is maturing with the currency of conscience and how that currency is the gold standard that will establish the foundation for conscientious common sense with basically a higher consciousness that is involved and evolved by this interactive interface for global telecommunications. So those who've got that by now, I hope you don't mind the spaced repetition. It's really the core of the concept of cosmic love. At this time, I can't think of anything better to do. And for those who are wondering about Christos Lightweaver appearing on the show, I hope you by now or soon will check the links at the HeartCom Network to see that Christos Lightweaver is one of my alter egos that I kind of go into when I say what I really would like to say, which I do every once in a while on Cosmic Love as a standalone show with Christos Lightweaver, you know, might say my alter ego or higher self. I like to think of Christos Lightweaver is my higher self that I really like to represent most of the time when I don't have to basically do business as Christopher Rudy. So, thanks again for listening. I'm going to have a meditation here to finish up the end of the show. And happy trails till we meet again. Again, hold the vision, keep the faith, and make it so until we meet again. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to this presentation on Cosmic Love. I hope you have enjoyed receiving this as much as I have enjoyed giving it. There is a new relationship with all humanity that is maturing with the new synchronicity of instant, everywhere, interactive, net reality. Cosmic Love is the heart of this synchronicity. Tools and processes that empower the wisdom of Cosmic Love is the purpose of the Worldwide Love Foundation. The family of man is now making a quantum leap into a new consciousness as never before in history. Our awareness as humankind is expanding, and the internet reflects that multidimensional expansion of consciousness into new realms of omniscience, omnipresence, and omnipotence in the power of cosmic love. This has huge implications. The more information we have, the greater the need to get it all in order. The more knowledge power we have, the greater the need for the wisdom of cosmic love. That should be common sense, and it's time to make common sense more common. If you agree that the American Revolution was huge for freedom and opportunity in the world, look what's happening to the whole world now. A new connection with cosmic love is positioning the golden rule, law, language for a golden age in our spirit, our minds, our hearts, and the soul of humanity. We're on the threshold of a global revolution that is awakening the angels of our better nature. Let's be honest and reason together. Cosmic love has always been the golden rule law language for every golden age in cosmic history. Some things don't change, only the ability of the human mind to grasp the full implications of the world in which we now live. That has changed with the internet, and like an adolescent who is not an adult yet, but not a child either, the internet is now installed, operational, and ready to take our personal and planetary consciousness to the next level. That would be cosmic love, and the foundation principles for this is the love model, a universal law language interface for net reality that represents the five-dimensional intelligence that can fulfill a global revolution in higher consciousness. Check it out for yourself. See how it works. Consider the role you can play and how you can benefit. The sooner you get the vision of this cosmic love thing, the sooner you can profit from a wholly new economy that will transform all our social networks with extraordinary abundance of everything held sacred by free people worldwide. There is a new intelligence that is defining and refining humanity's evolutionary ascent. The higher the intelligence of universal cosmic love, the greater the results. The gateway to higher consciousness is, in fact, the language of consciousness. The five-dimensional intelligence that cosmic love frames in form and frequency, as in frequently. Once you get it, how the Holy Spirit of love and action can heal our individual and collective conscience, it will become self-evident how cosmic love can nurture and culture the net reality that brings a Holy Spirit to the collective consciousness of humanity. Love heals all, always has, always will. The more cosmic and universal the vision of love, the greater the results. Welcome to the opportunity. It's time to link the light workers who are love makers. The internet now provides this opportunity for extraordinary synchronicity as will empower wisdom with cosmic love. Someone had to do it. Now you can. Network for the net worth of this new net reality. You have the vision now before you. What you do with it can change your world and the world at large. We are all co-creators in the cosmic scheme of cosmic love. The great spirit of great love is the great opportunity that genuine freedom gives all of us. Heaven knows that there is nothing more valuable than the vision of cosmic love that has found its time. Experience the Worldwide Love Foundation in your consciousness, being, and world. Care enough to share this vision of great opportunity. Step into the circle of global connection as you center and connect with the five-dimensional intelligence of cosmic love that provides the cultural DNA for a golden age on Earth. Miracles happen when cosmic love is conceived, believed, and achieved. You are that miracle when you become the cosmic love you want to see in the world. Own this vision as your own. Embrace the intrinsic virtue of cosmic love. Make the vow to do what you can because you can. Claim the victory for all mankind aspiring to live as kind men. Here's to winning from the beginning of a global revolution that will finish worldwide with the great experiment and representative government gave humanity with the American Revolution. Heaven on earth is virtually in your hands. Do you want the keys to the kingdom? Are you ready to assemble the components to the capstone of cosmic love vision? Discover the five-dimensional intelligence that will empower your own virtually untapped gifts and talents. Consider how you can make a difference, if not the difference. It's your life, your world. Take command. Give cosmic love the chance that you want for all mankind. Now you can. See for yourself. Do it for cosmic love, and heaven knows cosmic love will bless your life far beyond this one. Sooner or later, what goes around comes around. You can call that good karma, or the justice of cosmic law, or just the blessings of cosmic love. It's the same thing. The abundant life is born in abundant love. The more cosmic that love, the more abundant is your life. Personally, I can't think of anything better to do, and I hope you feel the same way. So keep in touch with cosmic love. It only gets better as you pay attention. This is how cosmic love works. Pay attention because attention pays in ways that make cosmic love the new currency for global peace and prosperity. Your attention is your consciousness. The next economy for planetary civilization will pay attention to the value of virtue, the virtue of cosmic love. The family of man and our global village must be connected to this one virtue. We must pay attention to the first principles of higher consciousness if we are to transcend the old paradigms of scarcity consciousness that scarcity economics has created. This is the whole point of cosmic love. We won't heal our personal and planetary problems with the same consciousness that created the problems. The best hope for humanity is the charity of goodwill among mankind. This is the charity of cosmic love in action. This is the Holy Spirit of cosmic love in man that raises mankind with loving kindness. I hope you appreciate this message and share it with others. That may be just your circle of influence with family and friends, or it may be every news group or blog on the internet where lightworkers and enlightened netizens, global citizens, hang out. By the grace of cosmic love, enough good people will do enough soon enough to quickly turn the tide of global consciousness from the paradigm of scarcity to the paradigm of abundance that cosmic love cultures. May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.